Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beirut, Lebanon. Radical Islamists are meeting to strategize on how to destroy the Abraham Accords peace talks between Israel and their Arab neighbors. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And Ken, a very interesting development as it relates to the Abraham Accords. It looks like Hamas, the Islamic terror organization, located, headquartered in the Gaza Strip in Israel, and the Bahrainis, who are radical Islamists, who are opposed to the Israeli and the Arab nations having these peace deals. This does not sound good. They're strategizing with the purpose of trying to bring these peace agreements down. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it?
Well, here you go, Jimmy. This is one of those stories that we are starting to cover here on Prophecy Today that you will not read about in the national media here in the United States. Step by step by step, we've been watching this collaboration between Iran and the Bahraini opposition against the peace accords, and now Hamas against the peace accords with the Bahraini opposition as well. They met this past week in Lebanon in what I would call a terror summit. It was not just Hamas. It was also the leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, all of these being with the Bahraini opposition, the Shiite opposition in Bahrain. So they have a beef, not just with Israel, they have a beef with the Sunni government of Bahrain, which is supported by the United States. So this is, again, advancing those pawns, another step in the direction of creating a new front of steadfastness, such as we saw in the Arab world led by Iraq 40 years ago.
Ken Timmerman with the details behind the strategy meetings between radical Islamists putting together a plan to destroy the peace agreements between Israel and their Arab neighbors. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's detailed report reveals that radical Islamists have aligned in the Middle East because they do not want to see the Jewish state of Israel make peace with the Arab world. These recent Abraham Accords signed at the White House have been set in place to bring about coexistence between these former enemies in the Middle East, the Jews and the Arabs. The Islamist plan, as discussed by Hamas and the radical Islamic element in Bahrain, is to align all Muslim states to destroy Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. God's plan, Ezekiel 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6, is to wipe out the Muslim world. Remember, God's plan will bring victory for the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...